The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and my guest today is Hisham Dahoud, right here in the studio. Last name spelled D-A-H-U-D, correct, Hisham?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how do most Americans pronounce your name, is it?
Oh, my God.
Well,
I have a different name for every single person. It ranges from Hisham. I think I hear a new one. Sometimes I still hear new ones. I still hear new versions of it.
That's just your first name. Then we have Dahoud as a whole.
Dahoud and whatnot.
That's actually very catchy. I never thought of that. You know, my last name is Salty. So it's like you're not sweet, you're salty. anything to get them to remember our names. So Hisham, can you tell us about this last track we played? It was called Expression Sessions.
Yeah.
And before that, we'd also heard Incognito, A New Day, and began the set with Club Run by Derek Domino. But could you tell us a bit about the last track?
Yeah, the last track was recorded at Expression College in Emeryville. A friend of ours is an engineer there. And everything except the drums was produced by my friend Mark Patton.
Nice.
It was actually originally like a hip-hop track, but we had the whole day at this multi-million-dollar studio, so it was literally just plug and play. So he played his tracks, he took off his drums, and he the great thing about working with the guys I work with is that we allow so much creative freedoms, and Mark was just go loose. I had never heard the track before. I think that was actually the first take. That was me playing drums. That was the first take.
Wow.
I'd never heard it before, just kind of played it out, and it worked.
It sounded amazing. That was you on drums.
Yeah, that was me on drums.
Wow. I'm really, really impressed. And you did bring one more track.
I did. Again, this one's a little more. This is a final track that I produced individually. It's an upbeat dance track, and it's pretty much. I wanted to wrap the show up with this song, just to kind of give a testament of the range of the music that we kind of work with. My colleagues and I, we've all have such musical backgrounds. I mean, I wish I can bring each of them in the studio and they can talk about their own musical backgrounds, because each one's a fascinating story in itself. But this last track is called "Take Me Away." It was actually it was given the name through another producer friend of mine in San Diego. I made the track. I did not know what to call it. I just knew the vibe it gave me. So I put it up on SoundCloud, and I had a little contest, so to speak. I posted it on Facebook, and I asked people, like, whoever gives me the best name of this track will get a free download of it.
Oh, wow.
And I ran through the names, and I liked them. And then I saw a friend of mine who I hadn't talked to in a long time, who just kind of emerged from the shadows. He said, yeah, call it Take Me Away, man. And I was like, that's the name of it, because I thought it really kind of fit.
And did he get a free download?
I gave him the track anyway. He was gonna get a free download anyway. That's just the marketer in me, kind of incentivizing people, like, participate and you'll get something in return.
Absolutely. And I think that's really what I was most impressed when I met you, Hisham, is the way you combine, you know, a business sense with your artistic love for music. And so it doesn't really have to be one or the other. You seem to be managing yourself as well as other people, while at the same time not losing that creative streak and free spirit that maybe gets you to record songs or create songs in the backs of a van.
Right. I mean, in the new age of the music business, you have to get accustomed to wearing multiple hats. I mean, you got to wear many hats to do different jobs. But thankfully, the role of music, music marketing, and the music business side, as a hat that tends to fit me well. I work for a company called Fame House, and we handle the digital operations, digital marketing strategy behind artists, big name artists like DJ Shadow, Pretty Lights. We're also working with David Lynch, and I also write for a music and tech blog called Hypebot, writing about music marketing and music technology. And I also write for a audio and headphone company called Soul Republic. It's rather new. Soul is spelled S-O-L. It's an acronym for Soundtrack of Life. So writing, marketing, all these different hats that kind of, they work symbiotically, thankfully. So
And at 23 to be doing all this is amazing. And people can contact you, you said, through Facebook.
They can contact
Twitter.
Me through Facebook. Yeah, my Facebook is facebook.com/HishamDahoud. My Twitter is twitter.com/HishamDahoud. Or if you want to email me directly, it's H And then my last name, Dahoud, D-A-H-U-D, @gmail.com.
That's amazing. Thank you, Hisham. And of course, if you want to know how to spell Hisham's name, or you missed it, or any of the artists or guests that we have on the show, of course, you can go to zookeeper.stanford.edu to get and click on, you know, the schedule to get the playlist, and you can get the playlist right away. Or you can go to kcsu.stanford.edu and from there navigate onto my playlist, which includes Hisham's name as at least on the Incognito track on the New Day, produced by Hisham Dawood, H-I-S-H-A-M, last name D-A-H-U-D. And I'll say it in real Arabic now. Hisham Dawood.
Wow.
Now, you want that? No, that's Arabic, right?
That's as Arabic as it gets, so, man.
Not Hisham Dawood.
No. It feels so good to actually hear someone say it like that, too.
Well, it's a little bit scary, though. Right?
Lightweight, yeah, a little bit, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hisham's looking at the emergency exits around. Anyway, Hisham, thank you so much for being
with us
today.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you'll come back again.
And I will be.
You'll bring us some more of this amazing music, and I wish you the best of luck on your artistic journey, your musical journey. You've been a delight to have in the studio. I know you got to run, but I wanted to say shukran, thank you, and merci beaucoup for being in the studio today. The track you're going to leave us with again, Hisham, is titled
Take Me Away.
Take Me Away, and the credit goes to...
This is a track that I actually produced by myself.
Oh, so actually we're going to put you as the artist here, right, on zookeeper.stanford.edu. Hisham, thank you, and here we go. Take Me Away.
Jazz musicians, being essentially freelancers, have no medical benefits. They get no sick pay, they have no retirement pensions. Luckily, when illness strikes, musicians can turn to the Jazz Foundation of America. Since 1989, JFA has helped hundreds of aging and ill musicians with medical expenses, rent supplements, and other assistance. It was founded by musicians for musicians and supports itself through jam sessions and donations from the jazz-loving community. If you would like to help support the Jazz Foundation of America, please call 1-800-532-5267, or you can visit them on the web at www.jazzfoundation.org.
The show is Hi, Kifak Sava, and you have just you've been listening to a really interesting segment that I had, an interview with Hisham Dawood, who agreed to come into the studio and talk about his career and his choices of career in terms of being a young Arab-American musician who combines his love for music with sort of a keen sense of business. He's kind of self-promotes and promotes others. He is an independent music business professional and musician. I was delighted to have him in the studio, and the four tracks he played were absolutely gorgeous. So if you listen to that segment, make sure to contact him for further information. In the meantime, I'm going to be with you for another 45 minutes here on KZSU 94.1 FM for the Hi Kifak Sava show. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I come to you every Thursday from 4 till 6 p.m. here in from Stanford University in California. And I will be bringing this nice mix of Arabic, French, and English songs and attempt to dissect them and intersect them in surprising ways, which I hope will be pleasing to you and to your palate, and will encourage you to investigate or research music that comes from Lebanon, a land, a Mediterranean country in the Middle East, of course, which sort of prides itself on being trilingual, speaking English, French, and Arabic all together. I'm glad to be with you this Thursday. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu, and I wanted to remind everybody to stay tuned after my show this Thursday and every Thursday, meaning from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., to the Songs Miss show with MC Dizzy Jackson. That show comes to you after mine every week from 6 till 9 p.m. Hope you'll be tuning in for that. But so back to my show here, Hi Kifak Sava. And one of the things that I like to do every once in a while on this show, and I think sort of gets a good reaction every time, is to take a track that's originally in one language and then play it twice, once in the original language, and then the same song sort of in a different language. And so it's going to probably be a different country. And I've decided this week to do something kind of radical, which is bring in an Arabic song that was a huge hit. I don't know of one Lebanese person who does not know this singer or this song. It is a very popular song by a singer named Fairuz. She is Lebanon's premier diva. She is the number one female vocalist in Lebanon. And she sort of tends to capture the hearts of every Lebanese person and every Arab person on the planet. You hear Fairuz's music and you absolutely revel in her dreamy voice. She's been around for many, many, many decades and still producing and still singing and still recording. She's just an amazing singer. Her name is Fairuz, F-A-I-R-U-Z, is one of the many spellings or misspellings of her name that you can find out there. So Fairuz in the 70s had an amazing song called Habbaytak Bissayf, translated as I Loved You in the Summer. And that huge hit took over, well, I would say, you know, you couldn't escape that song for the entire decade of the 70s. Still a classic today, Habbaytak Bissayf. But little do people know that the song was actually recorded in French by a French artist whose name is Jean-François Michel. And Jean-François Michel took the song, which was originally written and composed by the Rahbani brothers. The Rahbani brothers are actually Fairuz's husband and his brother, and took the rights from them to release the French version of the song. And the French version was titled Coupable, which translated into English means guilty. So what I'm suggesting is to listen to the original by Fairuz in Arabic, Habbaytak Bissayf, I Loved You in the Summer, and segue right into the French version of the song by Jean-François Michel, French artist, and Coupable. So the answer then, or the question then, becomes, which song did you like more? I'll leave that up to your discerning ears, whether you like the, well, I'm going to call it Eastern or Western version of the song. song, and either way, it is the same melody. The words are different, the title is different, but the melody and the sentiment remains the same. We begin with Fairuz and segue into Jean-François Michel here on the High Key Faxava show from KZSU 90.1 FM, coming to you every week. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. Glad you were able to join me. I'll be with you until 6 p.m. here on KZSU.
jamais te guérir. Oui, je suis coupable de t'avoir oublié. Coupable, coupable, coupable d'être aimé. Coupable, coupable, coupable à jamais. Coupable du crime d'être dans ta vie.
The African Wildlife Foundation is working to protect the wildlife and wildlands of Africa. For over 40 years, AWF has focused on conservation, education, research, and on the creation of protection programs for African elephants, gorillas, rhinos, and other animals, as well as their habitats. To find out more about AWF or to learn how you can get involved, visit their website at www.awf.org. That's www.awf.org.
The show is, hi, Kifak Sava. I am your DJ Ramsey coming to you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 until 6 p.m. Delighted to inform you that the DJ who follows my show every week, Mike, is actually getting ready. And I wanted to remind everybody to please stay tuned for the show that follows mine this Thursday and every Thursday. That is, of course, the Songs Miss Show, and with your DJ, who is none other than MC Dizzy Jackson, this Thursday and every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. The Songsmith Show presents creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. Tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity. The Songsmith Show follows mine every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. Delighted to be with you. This is DJ Ramsey, and what you heard, what you just heard, was the same song in two different languages. We heard the last one was in French, called "Coupable" by Jean-François Michel. That was a remake of the original song in Arabic by Fayrouz. The Arabic title was "Habaytak Bissayf." So I hope you enjoyed both versions. Or if not, then I hope you enjoyed at least one of them. The song, of course, was a classic in the 70s all over Lebanon and the, I would say, the Arab world at the time, and then sort of gained on new momentum when it was released in French later on in the 70s in France and in Europe by Jean-François Michel. The track was "Coupable." I will be with you for another almost half an hour, and I will attempt to keep bringing you this kind of music that I hope will pique your interest and get you to look into music coming from Lebanon and from other countries in the Middle East. And the best way to kind of do so is to just play one of those tracks. And here we go with Rim Banna, a song called "Sara." That will take us into the last half hour of our show. Stay tuned for the Songsmith Show right after mine. But I still have quite a bit of surprises for you. So stay tuned for Hi Kifak Sava, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM with DJ Ramsey.
فلسطين وكان كانت ضحكتها تغطي سماء فلسطين. كانت سارة تدرج أولى خطواتها على تراب فلسطين. وكانت ضحكتها تغطي سماء فلسطين. غافلها القناص بطلقة في الرأس في رأس سارة الصغير. غافلها القناص بطلقة في الرأس في رأس سارة.
في حاجات تتحس وما تتقلش، وإن جيت أطلبها
انا ما اقدرش ولو انت عملت هبا دي ما انا اطلبها يبقى ما ينفعش في حاجه تتحس وما تتقلش توجع في القلب وما بتبنش وافضل على طول تعبان ما بين طب اقول لك ولا ما اقولكش وهديت ورديت وتعود مش معنى كده انك على طول تحسبني اني استسلمت وساعات بتحس اني زدت مع اني بخبي
بتجي وبتروح بخيالي بتجي وبتروح مثل المنام بتجي وبتروح مثل المنام حبيبي
Doctors Without Borders delivers emergency aid to victims of armed conflict, epidemics, and natural and man-made disasters, and to others who lack health care due to social or geographical isolation. They provide primary health care, perform surgery, resupply hospitals and clinics, run nutrition and sanitation programs, train local medical personnel, and provide mental health care. If you'd like more information about how you can help support Doctors Without Borders, please visit www.doctorswithoutborders.org.
The show is, hi, Kifak Sava, and this is your DJ Ramsey with you every Thursday between 4 and 6 p.m. coming to you right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. As I wind down my show for the week, I wanted to say a very special thank you to Hisham Dahoud, who was my special guest today and spoke about his career at 23 in the music business. Here in the U.S., an amazing young Arab American who is combining his love of music with a very keen business sense. Hope you enjoyed the tracks that he brought to the show today. For the title of those tracks or any other artist that I played today, you can always go to zookeeper.stanford.edu and click on playlists to get the playlist for the show and learn how to spell some of these foreign sounding names. I hope that I've piqued your interest into doing so here on the Hi Kifak Sava show. And we will be ending the show in about 12 minutes, but I did want to stress and let you all know that to stay tuned. Please, please, please do stay tuned for the show that follows mine, the Songsmith Show with MC Dizzy Jackson. Will follow my show from 6 to 9 p.m. An amazing show. I tend to listen to it in the car on my way home after my show, and it certainly is a staple here at KZSU 90.1 FM. MC Dizzy Jackson will bring you his usual mix of creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. You should always tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity. So hopefully you'll stay tuned for that following my show. I'm going to end my show today with the same song twice. And before you say we heard you the first time, I will alert you that although it's the same singer and the same melody, the song is going to be sung in two different languages. It's going to be in English and then in French. And that sort of mix by a Lebanese singer, her name is Grace Deeb. I owe those two songs to the amazing Ahmad Q, who used to send us those songs from the Middle East and is now actually in the USA. In the flesh, he's been a guest and he's been helping me a lot around the studio here today. So I wanted to say a special shukran to him, as well as to all the listeners out there. Let me tell you a quick bit about the two songs. The first one is called Calling You, a song by Grace Deeb, and then the French version of Calling You, which is called Comme Toi. Translated, it means like you. So the translation isn't exactly exact, but the tune is the same. The sentiment is equally amazing, and we're going to listen to both versions in a second. But first, West College Community Services presents the first annual Chefs of Compassion Cooking for a Cause to be held at Addison Penzac JCC of Silicon Valley on Saturday, November 19th at 5 p.m. Proceeds from the dinner benefit services to prevent hunger and homelessness in Cupertino, Saratoga, Los Gatos, Monte Sereno, and West San Jose. Visit www.wvcommunityservices.org or call 408-255-8033, extension 305, for tickets or more information. This is your DJ Ramsey. The show has been Hi Kifak Sava, and I'm going to bid you all a warm adieu. not quite adieu, it's au revoir, and hope to see you next week. Hope you'll tune in next week for the show, coming to you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. I've enjoyed my time with you, and I hope that you'll tune in next week for another, well, I don't want to call it an eclectic mix, I'll just call it a surprising mix of songs in Arabic, English, and French. In that spirit, I'll leave you with Grace Deeb and both versions of her song, one in English, one in French, calling you, and comme toi. Calling you, calling you, calling.
هلا